We have Simen Tzadik Zayin. Let us again start from Sif Beis. Also, like one is not permitted to spit in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. For we just learned this Sif. Let us perhaps we should be a little more acquainted how the previous Deiris, what their matzav was. The concept of a handkerchief of tissues was unheard of. Number one. And number two, the floors were earthen floors, so when there was a necessity to spit, or there was phlegm, so it was done on the floor, and then a person used to, with his shoes, he used to go over it and cover it with dirt. And that was the normal oifen of spitting, or sneezing, perhaps. That was Bederech Klal. So now in Shemayna Esrei, also like Loroik, one, he's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, he's Aymed Bifnei HaMelech, so he shouldn't spit. He's standing in front of the Melech. Vimi Ev Shaloi Shaloi Loroik. But what is if, let's say, he has phlegm? He can't continue speaking. He has to spit it out. He's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. So, what should he do? Again, there's no tissues, there's no handkerchiefs. So, he has an undergarment, a shirt, let's say, is a jacket. So, in the undergarment, on the shirt, he will spit it on the shirt. And it will not be nire in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. That means it's covered with his jacket. And that's what he should do. Ve'im hu istenis, but what if he's a person, amafunik, sheni yochel lire yistav lomois, he can't spit it on his shirt. He feels it would bother him to spit on his shirt. Ve'im yochel avioi b'ksus, so he can't spit it on his shirt. Now again, he can't continue davening. He has phlegm in his throat. He can't swallow it. Zarkai la'achayrov. So again, we're speaking about no one's in back of him. He's being oimed livnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he should spit it in the towards his back. And so memela. So that is how he's getting rid of the phlegm. And he's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. Now, let us see. Siv Katan Dalet, that's where we're after. Yev Shaloi. He can't continue davening if he won't spit it out. Kigoyin sheyitztayr bozeh. V'yitoret v'tfiloset. It means he can't continue davening if he feels he has to get rid of this phlegm that's in his throat. But some amelos, she should spit. We'll see soon where she spit it. Then he should wait the time it takes to walk down the damas. Race 10 seconds, 15 seconds. Not right after the spitting, he should continue davening. He should wait. It shouldn't be nearer that the davening is an extension of the spitting, which is a gewaldig gezuzel. So he waits, and then he'll continue davening. Shaloi yehei nearer, but when he spits, it shouldn't be on his beged, kegoyim bebeged tachtai. That means, so this ksus that he is spitting into is a beged, an under beged, which will not be seen. So it's not taking away from the covered shemayim. Avo the beged elyoin, but on the top beged, kivin shareik nire, by when he'll spit, so the saliva or the phlegm will be still seen. Also, so that you're not allowed to. That means he's davening with begodim, which are not proper begodim. So memela, she should be mavliya. He should make sure that this phlegm should go on an underbegin that will not be seen b'shashmei nesrei. Um be medina yiseinu shaloivim patzailas. This is very interesting. The Magen Avraham brings down this patzailas was a type of a handkerchief. I don't know if they had pockets in those days. They had a type of a handkerchief which was attached to the belt. And when the person had a sneeze, he sneezed in this handkerchief. But it was hanging out. It was there conveniently. And when the person wanted to sneeze, he sneezed in this handkerchief. So the Magen Avraham class of Shaila, since everyone goes around with such a handkerchief attached to the belt, and no one is embarrassed that this handkerchief is not clean, so could be he's allowed to sneeze in this, and even though perhaps if one would look at the handkerchief, he would see it's not a clean handkerchief, but that's how people went around. So that's the suffix, is he permitted to do this in the middle of Shemayna Esrei? That means everyone goes around. That was the seder. The people used to go around with this handkerchief attached to the belt, and no one was embarrassed that the handkerchief was dirty. So memela, so could be this would be a practical eitzah of what to do. He should spit into this patzailus and finish. Ken kosav ha-Magen Avraham. Avol shari yachoinen kosfu shegam bo zeh tzorech lichlik l'koy merog shle yenir. But other achoinen disagree. You're standing oimid b'fnei ha-melech, so you should crumple it up, this handkerchief, that what you spit into it should not be visible. Fine. But so now we have so far, if you can't put it in your baggage, in your under baggage, your underclothing, so what should you do? Zerkei l'achayrav. Perish. Shemoich loy lavliye b'chsu, say he can't put it on his baggage, it will bother him very much if it's on his baggage. Oy sheni yochel ishoise b'pivatsi yavliyenu. Maybe this under beged is his choshev beged. He doesn't want to get it stained. He said, yeah. He left the chenish revenu, but yet he ended gam kensif will tell him, you should go and excrete the phlegm in your beged, so bother him also. The soul has this because he can't concentrate now in the middle of davening. This is bothering him. So you'll tell him he should spit out in this beged. He won't be able to do it. So zolkei la'achayrav. So then, no one is in back of him. So he goes and spits out towards the back of him. That means he's davening in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Hayinu shohefech ponov la'achayrav. He turns his head and he spits it out. And after Shemoneh Esrei, he's going to go and cover it up. And no one's in back of him. Or he could perhaps spit this in his hand and then he'll throw it in back of him. So it will not remain in his hand. It'll be in back of him. And he'll be capable of now so this dude is off his mind and be able to daven with kavod. Avoloi klapi mailo, but he should not spit lemailo, that means going upwards in front of him. Shenira kekayfer, that means he's having found the Rebbeinu and he spits lemaila. So that's a zilzul in the tzila. Now let's go a little further. What if he can't? His people in back of him. He can't spit in back of him. The ksus, the beggar, he can't spit on his beggar either. So now he has a problem. But he can't continue davening either. There's a problem. And we're going to address the problem. So what should he do? So he says, Zolkei l'smailai. So he should spit or to his left side, in front of him. That means he's davening. So there are three options now. On the left side, in front of him, around the right side. So he says, what should he do? Zerke l'smailai, so he should spit on the left side, avolei l'imenai, not on his right side. V'choshkein lofanov da'osa. But in front of him, Yizichah should not spit. So here's these three options, the left side, the right side, and in front of him. So now let's make a chesbon ha'nefesh. In front of him, he's davening in front of the Rebbeinu Shloilam. So this is in front of Yizichah also. Now we have two alternatives, the left side or the right side. So it would seem, since his right side is more choshev than his left side, so we tell him to spit on the left side, not on his right side. Fine. Now, he asks a kashe. The Gemara asks a kashe, b'hoda l'kamon b'reisim in kuf chof gimu, sh'hoi peich ponov l'tzat smil, t'chile shu yemin shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ramay asks a very interesting question. When we say Isa Shalom, so we first bow down to our left side and then to our right side. Now what's Chashat this? Because since I'm facing the Rabbeinu Shalom, so my left side is the right side of the Shechinah. So therefore I bend first down to my left, then to my right, which is the left side of the Shechinah. So when we're looking at sides, so even though by the mispalo, his left side perhaps is not as choshev as his right side. But if we look connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom, so forget my left side is connected to the right side of the Rabbeinu Shalom, so it's more choshev first to bow down on my left side, which is connected to the right side of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So therefore he's asking, so I just said, by spitting, you spit on your left side, don't spit on your right side. So I can't, I'm spitting connected the right side of the Rabbeinu Shloim. Yes, Loima, this is a kasha of the Rama. The Beis Yosef has this kasha, and he brings this verse from his father. Da'atam kivin shema'ilam la'yodo shchina l'mata me'asora. That means even though when a person is davening, he's davening connected the Shechina, but the Shechina never went lower than 10 tfochim. Im kein eina shchina keneged hamispalo. So when he's davening, he's not davening, since the shchina is always lamayla miyasore, so when he spits on his left side, he's not spitting keneged the shchina, because the shchina is lamayla miyasore. L'ficha cholka kovid li'imin didei. So then, we don't cheshben about the shchina, we cheshben about which side of him is more choshev, his right side or his left side. So we assume that his right side is more choshev, so he should not spit on his right side. Shi b'shas tefila. That's when he's davening. So his right side is more choshev than his left side. Avo k'shepeiseya sholesh psiyet. But when he says, oise sholem, ha'odem machik atzmi mimokim tefila. So he's leaving the mokim atfila. So when he's leaving, so showing he's leaving the Shechina, so there he bows down to the left side to show that he's leaving the Shechina, and the left side is the right side of the Shechina. The Tikach Nation Sholem the Smiley shows the Kenegi Dimini Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he's saying as follows. When it comes to spitting, I'm not spitting connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu because the Shechina is l'mayla me'asor etzvachim. Agav uche l'davoini, I don't understand this, because a fellow will say the Shechina is l'mayla me'asor etzvachim, higher than 10 tzvachim, but a person is 3 amas tall. So that's 3 amas, 18 tzvachim. So he's spitting, the Shechina is there already. That means the Shechina goes till 10, does not go down under 10 tfachim. So that means a person is davening, so the 10 tfachim is over here, till here there's no shchina. But from here and further there's shchina already. So I don't understand the teret, he says, well, the shchina is not, there's no problem of spitting connected the shchina, because the shchina is l'mayla mi-ten tfachim. But he's spitting also l'mayla mi-ten tfachim, because he's a stam odom is 3 amas, which is 18 tfachim. So when he's spitting, the Shechina is opposite the Shechina. So this I don't understand, the mathematics. But Al Kaponim, the Ramah is saying, not understanding is, that he's not spitting connected to the Shechina, because the Shechina is higher up. That's what the Rama says. So there's no problem to consider that I'm spitting connected the Shechina because the Shechina is Lamaylo. So therefore, then we only have to be done, since my right side is more choshev than my left side, I should not spit on my right side. That's the... What? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Maybe if he's spitting out, you mean he puts it spits in his hand, and then his hand's zeirik. Okay. We have two ways. One could be, one way Zerke was the Kriv, and one way Zerke was with his hand. To be stronger with his hand, then it's very good, I hear. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. That he had two pshot and a Zerke l'chayr. V'choske l'fonav m'nei she'ha mispar l'shchin l'fonav. Umi kol mokim. I imiyav sholay lo rekel l'fonav oy li'yeminoi. That was my life. Who mitzvah betfila? They shen yochel lorik, but to lorik lemin eva filu lefonav. That means if he has no eitzim, so we have to know what our priority is. He has phlegm in his throat. He can't daven. It's choking on him. So the priority is to take away this steel. Then if the only way he can do it is by spitting, so you spit, and the only way is lefonav. You do it lefonav. Yesh leima hatam, so the tam is, so the Rama says, because the Shechin is l'mayla, he has all the tvoch. V'achreinim tirzo bepshites, t'hoche b'shasre ki kosoi, while he is spitting, mesalik memenu kvay the Shechin, that means, now a person is oimid the Shechin when he's davening, when he's doing something which is not proper, so it's like, He's mesalik himself from the Shechina. When a person goes to the bathroom, so there's malachim that are with him the whole time. So when he goes to the bathroom, he tells the malachim, please don't enter with me. So the same thing, he's now that he's being oisik and spitting, he's now with mesalik the Shechina, so there's no problem whatsoever. Okay, nizim nebosa, you mean a smell shalom. When he's leaving the Shechina, which direction should he? So he's leaving the Shechina. Bishtachavoy sheishtachle b'sleiv tefilosi la'shechina. Okay, and lena bosa yamin the Shechina. Then you look on the left side, his left side, which is the right side of the Shechina. Siv gimel im kino oiktosai. This allows us biting him. Now, this is bothering him. He can't concentrate with the davening. Yemashmesh pevgodov lasira. So he shouldn't touch the slouch, because if he'll touch the slouch, there's a chiyuv in the tila. There's a ruach ra on his hands. In the middle of davening, shemein esrei. Leidach kiseh to ignore the slouch, that is also not so such an eitzah, because then he can't be mechavim. So the eighth is Yemashmish Bivgodov Lasir. That means he should get rid of this louse by not touching the louse directly, but with his begodim, he should get him off. Shaloit is Bato Kavanosai. That means I can do this in the middle of Shemein Esrei, because at the present time my Kavone is being disturbed by this louse. I'm permitted to do this to get rid of him. But don't touch him. Don't touch him, because then there'll be a shayla of natila. Avaloi yisirenu biyodoi. Don't take him off with your hand, because then there'll be a chiv natila. V'im ova, I'll see the Mishnah Berurah. V'im ova unatola. What if he did take it off with his hand? So memela now, so he touched the dovah metunif in the middle of Shemein Esrei. Now he has to rub his hands. Yishav shef yodoi ba'koysel, or the dovaracha, on the wall, on something else, on his suit, on his beggar. Lo besimin tzadik beis yivo. That means, so that his hands are metunof, and he can't continue davening. So let him rub his hands on something, and then he can continue davening. Hago. V'davke b'shas ha'tfila, we told him he's in the middle of davening, so he can't directly pick up the laos and throw them away. Abu Shalai Bishas Atfilim is not in the middle of Shemaine Esrei. Yochel Lita Kino Luzonke Basic Nessus. And there's no problem. We've got to take off this laos and throw it away. And he'll wash his hands. And he'll wash his hands. That's, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. He has to wash his hands. So we're speaking about, we are weighing, there's something that is disturbing him and bothering him, which is taking away his kavanah. So there are certain things that are permissible. That means he, in the middle of Shemay Nesra, he can take off with his beged, his kina, that's permissible because it's not considered a hefsek in Shemay Nesra. It's considered I'm doing a pula to enhance my kavon in Shemay Nesra. But then there's halachas, if I touch it, I shouldn't touch it. Now, Siv Dalet, im nishmat talisa min kaima. What happens if the talis slipped off? Now, so, again, it's bothering him. The talis is slipping. Now, to do a pula to adjust the talis, he's in the middle of Shemay Nesra. So, again, we weigh the two options, and we tell him, listen, this is going to bother me. He won't be able to be mechaber. Im nishma talisa min koima, yochel amash mishpoye lachziroi, so he can adjust the talis. And because it's bothering him, and this is not considered a hefsek. Abol im nofal kuloi, what is if the whole talis fell off? Now he's without a talis. Eina yochel lachzor lisatavoy. So now, in the middle of Shemay Nesra, he's not walking away, the talis fell off, is he allowed to pick it up? He says, no, he's not allowed to pick it up. You're in the middle of Shemay Nesra. Atifas Atalas seems is a hefsek in the middle of Shemay Nesra. The Havi hefsek. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Yochel amash mishboi, afilu nofa ruba. Even most of the talis fell off. So by him putting it back on again, he's putting it on. But since the talis is still on him, it's not considered a hefsek. But what is, if the whole talus fell off, afilu nisha adayim biyodoy, that means it fell off, he's holding it in his hands, hatifa have a hefsek. This is considered a hefsek. That means to put back on the talus in the middle of Shemay Nesra is a hefsek. Yeah. So Poshet, he should not put it on again. So now, let's just see a little further. Mim Ova Visatavoy, Yisrach Lahasum Mitchus Havroche, Elagoymer Atfilu Vahoylech, Sheyim Atfilos Yimash Mishpoy Vyavor. So the Dilshu says, he says something very interesting. He says, if everyone is wearing a talis, and now and he's davening without a talis, without a hat, and those, he feels very, very disturbed. So he says, if it's bothering him, he's allowed to put it back on again. Yeah. He's allowed to put it back on. That, yeah? Yeah, because it's yeah. That he says, that he was talking about, it seems it didn't bother him. Fine. Now, let's just, Zokin Shemesim Bote Einayim Shekirin Bril. Now, Zokin, it seems that only elderly people wore glasses. And they did not have the sides. They wore the glasses on the nose. It was just, but they didn't have the handles that attached the glasses to the eyes. So im heim refuyim b'chayt ma'ish ekoiv lidber la yidei kriyas v'shtachavoy. He's going to shokul. He's going to make kriyas. So that's going to fall down, and that will be a problem. Is nochin lahachma shikshereim b'tchila b'chuti shetayvem tzeiz. Again, they didn't have the handles of the glasses that could attach them well. Yeah. Tezayin. And yochlas atavay dahavay hefsik. Im lo yishu tor daidei. So here, this is the salacha. That if it bothers him, then yochel lechavin yil bishanu shisai mabrocha. So he says this halacha, which you mentioned before, that if it bothers him and he's embarrassed to daven without a talus, so he should finish the brocha, then pick up the talus from the floor and put it on. Sif hey, and they say mas, what? Yes. So he said, you leave it there, period. But if it bothers you to continue davening, you feel embarrassed that you're davening without a talus, and so he said, and it bothers you. So the bothering makes you can't be mechavan. So now it's so I can't leave it there. The leaving there, not putting on as a hefsik, but by leaving it there, I'm a vulbo by my davening. I can't. It's bothering me. I can't be mechavan. So then, that way, so then pick it up and put it on again, after the bracha, not in the middle of the bracha. That's right. Then forget about your covered and dosa. That's the matters what the masav is and who the person is. No, what? Yeah, okay, that's also true. That's if I tell them the back, yeah. And they see Masri al Ksefo, a person is carrying something, Vigiyas Mansila, so Poches, Mi'alba Kabim, Mavshila Lachayla Mispal. So here it seems he doesn't have a place where to put it down. So he can wear it, he can hold it on his back, and again, the weight is less than Dalit Kabim. Others say Dalit Kabim is a little bit over 12 pounds. So if it's less than 12 pounds, he can daven and still daven with Kavone. So, and you don't want to put it down, it will bother you. So you still continue wearing it. Abor Kabim is a little bit more than 12 pounds, or more than that. Menichem al-Gabi Kalke. Then you cannot wear it because the weight will bother you, so you take it down and you done. Well, Masi shall become him all of Mavatlin Kavanosa. He's a Mamele. He shouldn't be carrying it. And Mispalo Siv Tzadikas Mispalo Tov Shechavim Beliboy Teiras Hamileis. A person should be mechavan the translation of what he is saying. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Va'al yechavin ha'odom b'shemes v'yehudim. That means, g'day le'olam, we're capable of being mechavan different shemes, different yehudim. A person shouldn't have them like that. Rak yispalu kipshutoi, he should daven bepashtis lahavin advorim bekavon. He should understand what he's saying. When he's saying rofeinu, he's speaking about refua. When he's speaking about bochaleinu, he's speaking about panose. That's what he should be mechaven. He should concentrate and focus on the words he is saying. Im loy mishu bo b'seid Hashem yidrei lechavim bo b'libe usa d'chilo. Unless you have someone who's from the G'day le'olam and has the proper kavonis when he says the shemes and those and it's ba'ave b'yire, then such a person, we're not talking about such a person, but the ilav hochi. But if he's not on this madrege, chas v'sholim mekalkul b'zaharbe. It means if he's not up to it, he'll think of different shemes and different kavonis. He will not accomplish anything, but he will make a large damage with these kabbalas. I'm of Navon B'Shem Mitzraya. But you must rashal sim in tzadik ches kosav go'irich, ve'heyid al harash, I think Rash was one of the Rishonim, sha'oma, achei sha'loma, tzisrei ha-kabbalah, he had learned the hidden kavones of kabbalah, shehum espalik ketinik ben yoimi. When he davens like a day-year-old child. He doesn't think of all these things. He just thinks of the poshet translation of what he's saying. Bein b'pnei Yeshua resh perekenoim dim shekosav eilu ha-kabbalah smuvol v'kan b'shulchan aruch. We'll see later different kabbalahs. While he's davening, he shouldn't think of them. Rak koidim. When he davens, he should think of the meaning of the words. Perhaps this Rav Chaim Bolozhne Nefesh HaChaim says, and perhaps that if one looks in a siddur, one should think of the oisius of the words. I feel he's not mechaven exactly the translation of the words, but if he's thinking of the words accomplish what they accomplish. So that means, if he's saying words and he's thinking of something else, so then we cannot connect the words to him. But if he is focusing on the words, he's saying the smager by Baal Mashinah. What does smager mean? He doesn't know. But smager, whatever it means, it should be a smag. So if he's mechaven that these words should accomplish what they can accomplish, that's also called kavonis perish hamilas. That's also that is called kavonis hamilas. Fine. So that's what we're talking about in the text of the davening. That's what he should be mechav. But now he should be mechavin something else also. In this tepnei, Yeshua is going to say this should be done before the davening, not b'shas the davening. V'yachshay, he should think ki'ilu shchina kenegdoi, that the shchina is opposite him, which is true, and he should realize it. There's a moiridike yalkut shemoyne, which we should realize. The yalkut shemoyne says, when malochim daven, or they say shvach, Oz v'koil rash godel. It's very loud, a tremendous koil. And when the Yid davens, he's supposed to daven low. He's the shout, he can hear himself. But Yizich is supposed to daven low. So what is the difference between a malach and a person? So there's a medike yalkut. The malachim do not know. They say, ayei mekoim kavoidei. The malachim, with all their hasogis, do not know where the Mekoyim Kavoyde and the Rabbeinu Shalom is. So Memele, they can't be massing this. So Memele is Rash Godel, Mashmiyim Koil, wherever the Rabbeinu Shalom is, but we're saying this praise to the Rabbeinu Shalom. A Yid that Avins, there's no Sophic, Ayyei Mekoyim Kavoyde. The Rabbeinu Shalom is in front of him. That's the godless of the Tzil of a Yid over the Malochim. So maybe that's why we daven quietly. You know, there's no necessity. So if a person should realize this, v'yachshev kilu shchina kenegdo. This is the Messias. A person is davening. The Rabbeinu Shalom comes to him to hear his tefillas. V'yachshev kilu shchina kenegdo. I once had a mother the gevolt from Rav Wolfson. Rav Wolfson said that we find by the Shorosh Regolim, Klal Yisrael was Oyla Regol. They went to the Beis HaMikdash. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they didn't go. Well, so he says, because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Rebbein Shalom comes to us. That is why he says, when the Chazan starts HaMelech, he doesn't go to the Bima. Where I'm standing, I can say HaMelech already. That means the Rebbein Shalom comes to us. We should know this. So the truth is, so a person should al kaponim realize kilu shchina kenegdoi v'yosef kol ha-machshavis ha-terdeis oisoi. So that's his matzav. He should know that's what's happening. So all the machshavis that fall into his head, at shetishay machshavtoi the chavanosei zaka betfilosei, and his thought should be pure. V'yachshov, and he should think, ki ilu, if o yimedabu v'nei melech bosom adam, if it be speaking to a king, o yimesade devorot, he would not just blurt out anything that falls into his head. He'd first be, he'd make a say the what to say, o mechavim b'em yofel abay yikosh, it should be said properly, not only what he's saying should be properly said, but the Rebbein Shalom knows what he's thinking about. So, he's talking to Rebbein Shalom and he's thinking about 20 other things. By the Chassidim of the Shoinim, they were able to undress themselves from all in Yoni Gashmiim, and they're out of this world. They're in a dalga of Nevuah. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you.